Welcome to the Authors Podcast with Lisa Newton. Writing a book is a dream for many people, and in today's society, it has become easier and more important than ever. If you are an expert, speaker, coach, or an authority in your field, having a book is the new business card. It can increase your credibility, enhance your status, and make you the go-to person in your field, opening doors and bringing a flood of opportunities straight to you. You can increase your fees and start choosing the clients you really want to work with. The Authors Podcast Show with Lisa Newton is designed to inspire, educate, and inform you, both entrepreneur and individual, on how to write a book, as well as writer's tips and strategies on how to actually get that book written. On today's show, you learn more about how to write a book, including writing ideas, marketing, and how to succeed in getting a book written. Here we go with the Authors Podcast, and here is your host, Lisa Newton.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Authors Podcast. My name is Lisa Newton, and I am an author, but today I am your host for the podcasting show. Now, on today's episode, I have my special guest here, Kim Weiner. Kim is a positive empowerment coach, author, and speaker. In childhood, Kim had been the class mouse, never daring to raise a hand or bring any attention to herself. She only wanted to pass through school unnoticed, smoke cigarettes in the school toilets, and bunk off class. She never knew why she was so unconfident and why she'd rather die than stand up in front of a class of people and give a presentation. The only thing she knew was that that wasn't what she wanted. Kim grew up as a punk in East London and married at 20 and worked a job and hated things. And things weren't looking too bright as she entered midlife. With one divorce, a failed relationship and a nasty drinking habit under her belt, she knew that things had to change before her life collapsed under the weight of all the mistakes she'd made thus far. It wasn't until she received a package from her sister in Australia that she began to think that there was more to this life than what she'd been doing so far and what we'd been led to believe. And the package contained the secret. And as she began to delve deeper into the world of positive thinking, she realised how much of an impact she'd had on the things that she'd experienced in her life so far, and what she needed to do in order to change that. But where do you start when you're a single parent with no money, a crap job, and a lifetime of habits to undo? Kim Weiner started writing in 2011, feeling lonely and left alone with her thoughts. And the only way she could get all those issues off her chest was to write them down. She didn't know at the time that the diary entries would provide the material for her first book, Out of the Shadows. So on the line, I have with me Kim Weiner. Kim, are you there?
Hi, Lisa. Are you okay?
I'm very well. Thank you very much. Your story is very interesting because you've gone through all of that, but now you're a positive empowerment coach.
Yeah.
Tell me about your journey in your own words.
Well, as you just said there, Lisa, it wasn't going to be a book in the beginning. It actually just did start as therapy, like writing things down to get things off of my chest. You know, it wasn't going to be a book. It was just me writing everything down. I don't know. Just something popped in my head to say to me, you know, you just like write stuff down. So I took myself back to when I was like, you know, really young and a child, because I was thinking, why is this happening to me? You know, why am I so quiet and shy? And why can't I deal with anything in life? And why does everything go so wrong? I just started to write and try to think back, you know, when I was really young. And it just started from there, really. And then more and more thoughts were coming in, and I really got into the writing side of things, because I've never really been into writing, but I've always been a creative person and more into my artwork than anything. But once I started writing, I just couldn't stop. And that is where it started. I couldn't stop. And it was like interesting to myself, like I was uncovering things that was coming up out of my subconscious mind, if you like. And I found that I was sort of like I began to understand myself. That's how it started.
Was it a diary that you started writing, or is it, because I used to have I do have a diary now. I had one for about 11 years, then I stopped, but I'd normally write down what I'd done in the day. But when you're writing down, are you just thoughts?
It did start out as a trying to get to know myself. Then after that, I do still write a diary now. Every day I'm recording what I'm doing because I believe I'm going to write another book. I'm halfway through writing my other book. I'm just writing about my experiences and how I'm thinking and what is happening to me. It's like a big learning curve, you know? Yeah, I've got a diary now, but that was just like a therapy, if you like, in the beginning.
Okay. The book Out of the Shadows, is it in a diary format or is it sort of like a story but based on your experiences?
Yeah. I suppose it starts from when I was 16, you know, just a brief outline of what, you know, my younger days. But then it really starts when I was 16, when I met my first partner. That's when it starts to get quite interesting, if you like, you know. And it took me up until just after I divorced. I know after that there's probably going to be a trilogy of books. Like, it's my my personal journeys from nothing to sort of like working on myself, making my life better. And because I'm a positive thinker, I know that things are going to get even better than this. Yeah, I was thinking of a trilogy of books, and that's the first one, where I just come out of my comfort zone. I come out of my shell, if you like.
Okay. And you would say that one of the first things that sort of got you on this pathway was reading The Secret, or getting into that?
Because my sister had left to go and live in Australia. She emigrated to Australia, and she sent me the film, like the DVD, The Secret.
Yeah.
And when I watched it, I thought, I didn't believe it. I thought, what has she sent me here? You know, I didn't understand. I didn't know why she was sending me this. And she just like messaged me saying, look, you have to look at this film. It's really amazing. You know, little things are happening to me and I'll just have to share this with you. And because I had the drinking problem back then, Lisa, the first time I saw it, I thought it was a load of old nonsense, you know. And I couldn't really focus on it properly. And I thought, that is not real. Oh, stop here. How can your thoughts be energy? You know, I just didn't want to believe it. But then a few things started to happen, and I suppose that was on my mind. So I watched it again, you know, and I started to really look into it. And then some miraculous things started to happen, and I thought, oh, my God. So I just started to Google it and YouTube it and really get into it, which got to the positive thinking path.
Yes.
Yeah.
So you are a positive empowerment coach. Is that the name of your business as well?
Yeah, I've called my company, my business, Happy Days Coaching, because it led me to become really, really happy. And I just wanted to share everything, you know, all this knowledge with everybody, because not everybody knows about it. And I think everybody deserves to be happy.
Absolutely.
So I want to share it.
Okay. No, that's very interesting. I'm a huge fan of The Secret myself. I believed it from the offset, but it sometimes people can be quite sceptical because they think, well, you know, as you've said, thoughts are things, thoughts are energy.
Yeah.
But they might try, I don't know, manifesting for a little while and oh, it doesn't work, they'll say, you know, I've been trying to win the lottery or whatever it might be for a long time and it's not happened. What would you say to the negative naysayers who don't believe in positive thinking as such?
It's a mindset. Definitely a mindset, and it's all to do with how you've been brought up, your environment, your life experiences, you know, your culture, everything. And once something is in your belief system, you will get everything come to you that lines up with your belief system, you know. And we all believe in different things. Whatever most people, I don't know, whatever someone believes in, they're going to attract all that stuff to them, which, you know, which is in alignment with what they believe. And if you can't change your mindset, or you don't want to change your mindset, then you're not going to believe it.
You were listening to The Authors Podcast with me, your host, Lisa Newton. You can email me, lisa@lisanewton.co.uk. And remember, we have The Inner Circle, which is for writers just like you. And you can join us at writerbook.net. If you are just joining us, I am talking to Kim Wymer. She is the author of Out of the Shadows. So, Kim, as you were saying regarding the law of attraction then, What would you say, though, if a lot of bad things happen to people? Because even with your own journey, you said that you had a drink problem and, you know, various other disasters. Would you say you somehow or other attracted those kind of circumstances to yourself?
With the drinking, no, that was a choice. That was a choice. That was me trying to hold on to something that was numbing the memories and the pain that I was going through at the time. That's my choice. Everybody's got a choice. You know, life is just going to happen to you. Life is going to come in and happen to you. It's up to you which path you take. And I believe that sometimes things happen to us to teach us maybe certain life lessons as well. I think there's a mixture of everything, you know. We're getting life lessons. We're choosing our faults. If you're choosing negative faults, I believe, in my belief system, that you can attract certain people to yourself, certain circumstances to yourself, you know. That's in my belief system. I'm not putting this on top of everybody and say, believe this. I'm going from my own experience.
Right.
I attracted things to myself in my belief system.
Okay.
And what I was asking for.
Okay. Excellent. All right. You've been through quite a few of life's major upheavals then, that's putting it mildly. And so then you started journaling your thoughts and things. At what point did you think, this could become a book?
Yeah. I suppose when I started to wake up. And I started to work on myself, and I Googled actually positive thinking, and I came across, because I never read, believe it or not, Lisa, I only read magazines and newspapers, right, most of my life. They wasn't doing me any good because that's all negative news.
Very true.
You know, once I Googled positive thinking books, I didn't know where to start. This book popped up on Amazon. It was called Love Life, Live Life by a lady called Sue Stone, who lived in the UK.
Okay.
And it looked interesting to me because the picture on the front of the book, okay, the picture of the lady, she resembled my mum and my sister who had just left me to live in other countries.
Oh.
And in essence, that was a law of attraction to me. Well, I didn't even realise that at the time.
Yes.
It was like popping out to me saying, read this one, you know. Oh, my God. She looks like my mum and my sister. I'm going to read that one first because there's so many positive thinking books. You just don't know where to start. So I read it and it was so easy to understand. It had me sort of like grasped. I had to grasp onto this book, onto every word, because she explained the law of attraction and quantum physics and atoms and molecules and quantum science in such an easy way that even I could understand it, you know. And if I can understand this, anyone can understand quantum physics. So I thought it was absolutely amazing. I emailed this lady and said, oh my God, this book is absolutely brilliant. And I'd never done that in my life. I'd never emailed an author. Even that was a scary thing to do, where I was so shy. She was looking for coaches. She was looking for people that had had a bad time in their lives, sort of like who wanted to coach, who wanted to sort of like join her foundation. So I thought, oh, that would be so amazing. Wouldn't that be amazing to be a coach? Because at the time I was working in Asda's and I'd been there a long, long time. Miraculous things happened and I ended up getting the money together and going on her course.
Okay,
and she was an author herself, and that's where it kicked off, and it made me realise, oh my God, what I'm going through and all the stuff that's happening to me that's been recorded and what I've been writing down, I've just got to turn it into a book, and I've got to trust, have faith in myself, this can happen, and bring the right people into my life that's going to help me get this book out there. You know, I had so much faith and so much trust in what I was doing because I was changing as a person and I was giving up old habits.
We're listening to the Authors Podcast with Lisa Newton. Please do subscribe to, like, and share this channel. And Sue Stone, she's actually written a review for you. She says that your book is a frank, sincere, and inspirational story of transformation. That's fantastic. And another review here by Karen Ridges says, I couldn't put the book down. It is honest and real. It resonated with me and I know you will relate to it too. And that's Karen Ridges. So yeah. Some really good reviews there.
Yeah, brilliant reviews, yeah.
In terms of the trilogy then that you mentioned, so you said that this book takes you from, say, the age of 16 up until about what point in time?
Up until about 40-ish, I think. About 40.
You're writing something at the moment. You're in the middle of book two.
I am. I'm still writing about my journey. Mm. I'm still writing my journey because life comes in.
Yes.
We have our ups and downs. Mm. Just because you're a positive thinker, it doesn't mean you're not going to have challenges, because we all get challenges in life.
Yes.
But I'm recording how I deal with these challenges, and they're in a totally different way to how I used to think. I mean, my attitude has changed so much. I can deal with my challenges a lot easier since I've been thinking in a different way. That's what I'm trying to say.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Whereas, like, some of the things I have been through in the past, if I had my old attitude, I would have just sort of, like, lost the plot. Mm. But I have faith and trust that everything's going to turn out right. And, you know, and it does. Things change, you know. You can deal with things. I know the tools and the techniques to use to sort of, like, help me get over this stuff.
Right.
Which makes my life a lot easier. That's why I help people with this stuff, you know.
Yes, as a positive empowerment coach. Which came first then? Because I know you said you got the package from your sister in Australia. That led you on a journey into positive thinking.
Yeah.
And then you came across Sue Stone's book, because the front cover, she looked like your mum or your sister.
Both, yeah.
Then you became a protege of hers, of the Sue Stone Foundation.
Yeah.
And you'd been writing the whole time anyway.
Yeah.
Which came first, the book or the company, the Happy Days?
Oh, well, I'm not sure, actually. I think they probably come about at the same time.
Okay.
At very similar times. Mm. Because I was working in Asda's. I was working in a supermarket for a long, long time.
You were listening to The Authors Podcast with me, your host, Lisa Newton. You can email me, lisa@lisanewton.co.uk. And remember, we have The Inner Circle, which is for writers just like you. And you can join us at writerbook.net. So you started your journey in Asda. You were telling me about that.
Yeah. Been there a long, long time. I worked in Asda for 17 years.
Oh, wow.
A long, long time. And that's because I had so many self-doubts, you know, over my life. I told myself I was no good. I wasn't good at anything. I'm going to be here forever. I'm not trained in anything, you know. And that's why I stayed there for so long, because that was the self-talk that I was giving myself.
Yes.
You know, when you believe in something, that's the evidence you get. It was like lots of limiting beliefs and self-doubt that I held myself back, basically, by the way I was talking to myself. Because I had this painting furniture hobby, plus I was starting to get more of a positive mindset because I was looking into the coaching, I believed that I could make a business out of the painting hobby that I had.
Mm.
And that started to really pick up. So I remember selling my car, buying a big van. I was like a little scruffy little woman with all paint everywhere, overalls and paint up my nose and in my hair, and I was spray painting furniture. But I absolutely loved it though, Lisa. I really did. And I really did believe, and I had it in my mind, that one day I'd be able to leave Asda's because I'll be doing so much paint work. This would be my little business. And it happened, and I was able to leave Asda's because the paint work was coming in and the jobs were coming in. And this didn't happen overnight. You know, it all takes time and effort and belief in yourself, you know, and hard work. You know, it was making it happen and having that trust, basically. Having that trust, can do this, I can do this, because it's the I cans and the I ams that really matter.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
That was painting, you said.
Yeah, I was painting furniture. You know, I used to do all that shabby chic.
Oh.
And antiquing and all that. It was a hobby.
Okay.
You know?
Oh, wow.
Yeah. It was like a little hobby. Got me out of Asda's, if you like, down the line.
Okay, no, fascinating. And if someone's out there and they're like, oh gosh, you know, my life is just not how I want it to be, I don't even know where to start, what would be the first thing, your first bit of advice to someone in that situation? Because there's a lot of people out there that I think feel overwhelmed almost because they didn't teach you these things in school, how to manage and cope with life.
No, of course not. Well, the first thing is to know what you want, actually, to know what you want. I know many people don't know what they want, but have a look at your passions. What do you really love doing? Mm. What's your favourite thing that you love doing that you're, you know, you're in your flow when you're doing it and time passes really quickly when you're doing it? That's probably what you're supposed to be doing. Mm. Mine was art and being creative.
Yeah.
What do you really love doing? And I used to love drawing cartoons and silly animals, and whilst I was doing the furniture painting, someone said to me once, can you draw Disney characters like on my little girl's bedroom wall? And I thought, oh, I'll have a go. Whereas before I would have said, oh no, I can't do that because I've never tried. But then I stopped doubting myself and thought, well, let's have a try then, let's have a go to see if I can. You know, so that's the difference. So that kicked off as well. Yeah, know your passion. Know what you really love doing, whatever it is, and follow it through. You know, with the mindset, get into personal self-development.
Yes.
It can change you so much. I mean, I couldn't say boo to a goose. Never, ever, for 40 years, I could not, you know, have any attention brought to myself. I just couldn't. But once you start getting brave, I remember just sort of like, I'm very, very open-minded. It really opened my mind, you know. And I remember, you know, learning the laws, universal laws of nature, and, you know, believing in the universe. Everyone calls it different things, whatever one's, anyone's belief system is. And I remember sort of like thinking, well, why don't I just ask and just say, how can I ask the universe, what can I do next, you know, give me a sign, you know? And because I believed in it, I believed in the signs, and then things would happen.
Right. I like one of the signs, seeing someone who looked like your mum and sister on the book, and you went with that. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. In my gut feeling, I knew it was the right one to read, the first step to take. It felt right in my intuition, like in my gut feeling. It felt right. And if something doesn't feel right, don't do it, you know. But if something feels right, follow it through and just trust and believe.
Okay. Oh, I do love the law of attraction.
That's something you could talk about forever, isn't it?
Yeah. One of the first books I read about that was, I don't know if you've ever read The Celestine Prophecy by James Redfield.
Yes, absolutely brilliant. I saw the film as well.
Oh, I didn't know there was a film.
Oh, yeah, the film. Excellent.
Okay.
Yeah.
For those out there listening who've never heard of the Celestine Prophecy, it's all about just trusting your instincts, I'd say. Going, looking for signs, and when something feels right, just as you've said, Kim, going with that intuition, that gut instinct.
Definitely. And energy, people's energies. You can feel people's energies, can't you?
Not everyone can. Sometimes I can, not all the time. I'm not as intuitive like that. I think you're much more intuitive like that. But I think maybe if you study like you have, maybe these universal laws of nature, perhaps you can become more in tune, maybe.
I suppose so, yeah. It'll take practice, It's trial and error, you know. It's a learning thing over the years. If you mix in with a lot of people as well, it gets a little bit easier.
Okay. So, listeners, I am talking to Kim Wymer, who is the author of Out of the Shadows. Kim, why did you call the book Out of the Shadows?
Because I was so shy and quiet. Unless I'd had a drink, and that's what brought me out of my shell, if you like. You know, I was only brave when I was drinking, but that's not good.
I see.
I had to get brave when I gave the drinking up, which took a while. That didn't happen overnight either. Basically, I had to be brave and focused to be able to take opportunities in life. So I called it Out of the Shadows because I was in the shadows and I stepped out into the light, if you like.
Excellent.
Love and it. Show people the real me, which is growing.
Lovely. How did you come up with the title? Did it come to you, or did someone say, oh, that's what you should call it?
No. I get a lot of my signs from the radio, believe it or not.
Okay.
I've always got the radio on. I'm a big music lover. Mm. And I listen to words and they resonate with what I'm thinking at the time. It's like synchronicities. Okay. I believe my messages and my signs come through the music or the radio or whatever the DJs are talking about. And I remember in my head thinking, I don't know what to call my book. I really don't know. And someone on the radio just mentioned, oh, and they went, oh yeah, Out of the Shadows. And I thought, I heard it, it was like, it sounded really loud in my head, in my ears, and I thought, oh my god, I love that. Wow. I could call my book that. I thought I was going mad in the beginning. Really thought I was losing the plot and going mad because of all these things, that signs that were showing up and the things I was seeing and hearing. I really thought I was losing it.
No, but that's an excellent example of, yeah, the law of attraction, being open to it, looking out, yeah, for signs, and then seeing the signals and going with it. That's an excellent example.
Yes, I think so, definitely, Lisa.
Mm. Okay, in terms of like writing then, what's your writing style? Do you write a lot every day? Do you get up really early? Is it last thing at night? How do you do
it? It's all different times, really. I've got a journal that I write in. I call it my journal, and I write in it probably when something significant has happened to me. I will record it and I'll write it down. Mm. Because I think if this could be book material, I should write this down. It's like something brilliant that's happened. Even the low times as well. I'm writing the low times as well, because real, I'm human and stuff happens.
Yes.
You know, you're not, just because you've got a positive mindset, you're still going to get challenges. But yes, then I write down how I handle them, and I write down the outcome. In the future.
No, it's good that you say there are still highs and lows, because if you're, yeah, a positive empowerment coach, people expect, yeah, you to be just this really happy all the time person, and you know, as you say, life isn't like that all the time.
I'm happy a lot of the time, because I know that I don't want to attract anything negative to myself. Mm. And if you're feeling low and miserable, you're on a low frequency and you're radiating a low vibration. And then you notice the negative signs.
Yeah.
Notice the low vibrational, and maybe the low vibrational people might come in. So I sort of like, as soon as I'm aware of that, I think, no, come on, get out of this. Stop it now. Mm. Change it now. Mm. And then focus on the stuff that's going to lift my vibration.
What kind of things help you? I like listening to music.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. That's number one.
Mm.
Definitely. Number one. And also focusing on what you've got to be grateful for.
Yes. Yes. Gratitude. Yeah.
That and music is number one. Joined.
Excellent. You mentioned you're a coach. So if people want to work with you, work with your services, how do they get hold of you? What's the process?
I've got a website, and it's called, can I say?
Yeah, of course.
www.kimweimer.com.
Right.
I've got a little outline of what I went through on the beginning. I've got a little video, and that's another thing. I would, for years and years and years, 40 odd years, I would hate getting my picture done. I'd hate getting on video or anything like that. You know, once you change your mindset, you can, you know, you get different results in your life. I'm now happy to speak to podcasts, to lovely people like yourself, get on video. I've been doing Facebook Live. That was a challenge.
Oh, wow.
Facebook Live was a big challenge, but I'm doing it. And I've got a little video on my website that explains things. And my email address is there, my phone number's there, and my social media details are there. That's how you get hold of me.
Okay. Kim Weimer, spelled WYMER.com. And yeah, so that's how people can get hold of you. And in terms of coaching, can it be done over Skype?
So
yeah,
we can either meet one-to-one or done over Skype or phone call or whatever people are comfortable with. I'll leave it up to the person to choose.
Okay. Excellent. Out of the Shadows, Kim Weimer, the author of the book. Kim, tell us your plans for the future then.
There's so much going on. There's different opportunities coming in all the time. I'm also an area leader for a networking company.
Okay.
I've got two lunchtime groups, like business networking.
Oh, wow.
And
very busy.
very busy. There's always different things going on. And I've met some brilliant people, I met the right people at the right time. Like, synchronicity is like unreal from what I've been asking for. I met a lady who is an author in herself, and she's written a series of children's books called Dodger Dog.
Oh, yes.
Brilliant, she is. She's brilliant. She's a business coach, and she asked me to be her illustrator because she knew I used to draw animals, and we've collaborated. We've got 4 books out so far. I've just done the illustrations for the 5th book, and we were sitting together last week giving a talk in a school. We go around schools as well reading our children's books. Okay. We've just thought of another 7 titles.
Oh, excellent.
It's like it's never ending. It's like the, you know, the possibilities are endless once you get your heads together and you meet the right people and you ask for what you want. It's amazing.
No, absolutely. And I love things like that, synchronicity.
Yeah. Believe in it, it's going to happen to you.
Mm.
Yeah.
Sometimes people think you're making it up as well. They think, oh, no, that can't happen. But no, it's amazing.
You're right. A few years back, when I first come across it, I thought, oh, stop it. What is all that about? They're lying. You know, you think, I've never heard of that in my whole life. And I've lived for 40 years and I've never heard of that. So how can that be real? But it happened.
You're the illustrator for the series Dodger the Dog.
Yeah, the Dodger Dog books.
Dodger Dog, okay.
Excellent. Yeah, How I Became Dodger Dog is the first one. I'm a positive empowerment coach, an illustrator for Dodger Dog, an author for my Out of the Shadows, and an area leader for a business company. And I used to be quiet and shy. But I can do that. Anyone can do anything.
It's encouraging and inspiring because people often think, oh, you know, I can't do that. They just think, oh, it's okay for everyone else. We can.
Exactly how I used to think.
Mm. Okay.
Yeah. Until I was introduced to The Secret. That was the very first thing that happened to me.
Have you found like your friends or your family around you have seen the change in you? Have they changed?
At first they thought I was losing the plot. So did I thought I was losing it. It took a little bit of a while, but then they did see the change in me. Yeah. And they see what I've achieved over the last few years as well. And I suppose in the beginning they didn't believe in me, but as they've seen the changes, then they began to believe in me. But the right people will stay with you.
Yes.
And the people that are not meant to be in your lives will filter out because they may hold you back. But you'd sort of like resonate with the same people that are on your frequency, if you like. Some friends did filter out, which is like we didn't argue or have any rows, you know, or nothing like that. We're still connected on Facebook, but we just don't really see each other anymore. There's not much in common, but that's fine. That's fine, you know. I'm not here to judge. You know, I've totally dropped judgment of people and everything. We're all the same. We're all here together. We're all on a journey, and it's all about love, and that's what I believe in, Lisa.
Absolutely. And I think sometimes some people come into your life, like you say, to, I don't know if it's to teach you the life lesson or they're just there for part of it, and then they kind of fade out, a new set of people come along.
Yeah. It's true. That's right. And especially if you're asking for certain things, certain people come in to help, I believe.
Yes.
You know, that's what I believe in. Yeah. Excellent. So it's just amazing. It's amazing this journey that we're on, and I've learned to love my life. Whereas I used to blame the world, blame everyone else, and until I realised I'm 100% responsible my own life and what I do to my life.
For people out there who want to write a book and haven't found the encouragement, I don't know, whatever it is, they just haven't done it yet. What would you say to them?
Yeah. Well, how bad do they want to change their lives? How bad do you want change, basically? You sort of like, just start writing, because I believe that everybody's got a book in them. Everybody has. Everybody's got a creativity somewhere. Just start writing. Just make that start. Get yourself a notepad, you know, and start writing things down. Take time out quietly to yourself, you know. We do need quiet time because there's so much going on in this life and so much coming in, you know, coming in at 100 mile an hour. We need to have some quiet time and to be more focused, you know. The ideas come in,
Smashing. Any final words?
Never, never, never give up. I think that was Winston Churchill.
Yeah.
never give up. It's easy to let yourself go down the negative road and let everything drag you down, drag yourself down. You know, once you've got that awareness, pick yourself up, dust off. Every day's a new day. Say positive phrases to yourself. How is this day going to get any better? Or today's going to be brilliant and I believe something brilliant's going to happen to me today. Give yourself that positive self-talk and look into personal development. And just remember that this life is all about love. And I love you, Lisa.
Thank you very much.
I really do. Thank you for giving me this opportunity.
No, brilliant, brilliant. And where can the listeners get hold of your book?
It's on Amazon. Mm. It's in a few small bookshops in central London as well. We did a few book launches. Excellent. I have to get down there, actually, and get myself some copies and get back down there. It's mainly on Amazon. Mm. If you just type in my name, it comes up on Amazon. Kim Weimer, Out of the Shadows. Yeah.
Okay. Excellent. So, Kim, thank you very much for sharing your knowledge and wisdom with us and sharing your story and your journey. Just to recap on how people can get hold of you, it's www.kimweimer, and that's Kim, K-I-M, Weimer, yep. W-Y-M-E-R.com.
Yeah, M for mother, E-R. Yeah, that's right. Brilliant. Thank you.
Terrific.
You have been listening to The Authors Podcast with Lisa Newton, sponsored by Boogles Limited. Tweet the show at Boogles_books, spelled Boogles_books. You can also contact your host via the email address lisa@lisanewton.co.uk. And if you want to join our authors community, join the inner circle at www.writerbook.net. You have just been listening to The Authors Podcast with Lisa Newton. See you next time.